This is Dave Chen. I'm here with my brother Michael Chen. We just saw season 4, episode 12 of Breaking Bad. So spoilers for season 4, episode 12 of Breaking Bad starting now. We have not seen the season finale yet, so, and we haven't seen the preview for the season finale, so in your response, don't spoil that. Anyway, so Michael, you asked the question, what happened at the end?
Right.
Do we agree that that it was in fact Gus that poisoned Brock?
I don't think that's sure, but
what
that's
is
the
your
most likely explanation.
What is your suspicion?
I think that's the most likely explanation, but
On the other hand, Huel did frisk Jesse for a suspiciously long period of
yeah.
time during the episode.
Right.
And my colleague Adam Quigley says that maybe, well, first of all, one possibility is that Brock found the cigarette himself, you know, or it just seems unlikely to me, though,
Well,
that
I just don't think that Walt did it, because it's like, how would he have the wherewithal to plan something like this, where he gets Jesse to come to his house and then turns him against Gus, while his life is being threatened by Gus?
right. Walt is clearly not in a good mental state throughout the last two episodes.
Yeah.
This is not a man who is in control. And there's just that scene when he's like, oh, Jesse, like, I can't believe you actually believe this, because I couldn't have possibly done this. Do you
Right.
know? That being said, why does Gus know about the car bomb at the end?
Yeah. I
And by
don't
the way,
know.
which is like very disappointing that we didn't get to see that go off.
Yeah.
There's a whole build up where you see the work in progress and you see, Walt building it,
Yeah.
but then you don't get to see it happen, which is like really. I was finally like, yay for science again on
Yeah.
this show, and then they didn't pay it off,
Yeah,
and I was
you
like,
haven't seen Walt do any chemistry in a while.
it
You
was
know,
very
that was
sad.
like kind of season 2 in 1 kind of deal.
Yeah, very sad. So what is your suspicion for why Gus turns away at the end?
I mean, like I don't really know. I mean, I asked you, but my thought was just maybe Jesse hashing out his suspicions that he was poisoned made Gus feel like that he had talked to Walt about it at some point.
That being said, introducing the idea that Gus might have been responsible for the Brock poisoning is immediately like all bets are off. Like if Gus can be watching anything, then anything is possible. Like maybe Gus knew about the text message that Jesse sent to Walt, you know?
Right.
Maybe Gus knew all along what Walt's plan was even before he got to the hospital. And maybe when he gets to the end, when he gets to the garage at the end, and he's looking out, he's just like trying to find Walt. He knows he's not going to get in the car at that point, maybe already. So in a way, the show has kind of like removed all rules
Yeah.
in a way that is like exhilarating, but also like, it prevents us from being able to figure anything out. Like we
Right.
can't go back for clues because it's like any point Gus could have been
Right.
watching this whole interaction or knowing what takes place.
That I agree, because yeah, if he did know about the cigarette, then it's
Yeah,
like
if he knew about the
yeah.
cigarette, like how is that possible? He had to have, maybe he bugged their house,
Yeah.
who knows? And if he bugged their house, then he knows everything
Yeah.
that
Like
was going on.
even their altercation that they had.
Exactly. This is
Yeah.
like Dennis Hopper in Speed when he reveals that, he knows everything that was going on in the bus the whole time. It's like, yeah. So, bottom line, I don't know what's gonna happen. My prediction is that I think there's a significant likelihood that Gus is going to be killed by the end of this season.
Yeah, I think so too. But
But it's like the show hasn't really killed off that many people, is the thing. Like it's killed off who has it killed off really? Like
there's that like thug
it
in the
killed off
first one.
Gale, it killed off Tio,
Yeah.
and
Well,
the
those two cartel brothers, and the entire cartel.
Yeah, I know, but no one who's
Oh
like who's
yeah. Who's
had
a
di
the
like who's
yeah.
had extended scenes of other than Gale,
Yeah.
arguably. But that was like the whole point of that season. So actually, yeah, you're right. This
those
show has
those two
killed
those two
it. Ha
brothers were a pretty integral part of the show as well.
it has killed. I take that back. It has killed off a lot of people, but At the same time, it's like, I'm curious if the show's going to take the... Because Gus is such an awesome villain, too.
Yeah.
Are you going to... Is the show going to lose Gus as a villain? Like, on a practical, logistical standpoint, can the show take that risk?
Yeah.
I think it might, but... It's certainly headed in that direction. Mm-hmm. I'll be pretty disappointed if there's not some kind of confrontation.
Yeah.
If there's not some reckoning. Someone
is probably going to die.
Like, either someone dies or the entire situation for the show changes.
Mm-hmm.
In very much the same way it changed at the end of last season. You know? Where, right. at the end of last season, you know, like, this is going to be different from now on. So, anyway. I'm really looking forward to the finale. Yeah. Breaking Bad.
It's been a really good build-up.
Yeah, really good build-up, and it's starting to pay off, and the payoff has been incredible. So, good stuff.